Well, we're continuing our study in the book of Romans. We've come to the 14th chapter. And in the last couple chapters, Paul has kind of left off the broad issues of the faith and kind of dealt more with the practical side of things. How do we apply, how do we deal one with another? How do we judge matters between one another? And, how do we relate to our governments, and et cetera. And I'm very excited with this chapter. I'm not excited, but I'm very pleased to cover this because I think it's very important that we understand a certain element of the liberty we have in Christ, and that we should not be high-minded towards people who are of a different opinion on certain matters. We sometimes condescend to people because we do know better, right? And we don't necessarily, rake people over the coals for certain minor differences. Let's see the way Paul instructs us that we should deal one with another on these disputations, as he calls them. Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth, yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself, for whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Hold there. I could probably just read this whole chapter all by itself. Why don't I do that? I know, and I am persuaded, by the Lord Jesus, that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. For meat destroy not the work of God, and indeed all things are pure. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself, before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned, if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Okay. It's a single passage, right? And it's, and it really helps to just take it all in. Okay? Paul is saying, we take in, we receive, we take to one side and we'll accept as brethren weak people, right? Those that are weak in the faith. But not to doubtful disputations. Meaning this, what is the doubtful disputations? Well, doubtful is, literally means judicial estimation or determination, meaning there's some heavy judgment here, right? And disputations is dialogismos. Does that sound familiar? Like dialogue, discussion, consideration. Meaning, they want to start bringing all kinds of things into judgment. And it is a doorway that leads down to legalism. It really does. Because now you start judging everything. We're going to judge what kind of meat we can eat. We're going to judge what kind of day we should worship on. We're going to judge this. We're going to judge that. And these are judicious discussions. Meaning we can take in the weak faith, but if they're going to be troublesome to us, like that, it is, you know, it's a complicated issue because on the one hand he says receive them, but not to this. But then he starts talking about, well, here's the thing. If you start having doubtful disputations, you're going to do all kinds of things to your brother. And ultimately, those who are strong have to bear the infirmities of the weak. That's just the way I see it. Meaning this, is that if I have knowledge, I tend to humor those who are weak rather than try to fight with them and really mess up their conscience. Ultimately, we want to strengthen those who are weak in the faith. We do. We want them to get past that. But not, you understand, things have to be taken in measure. Remember, I don't ever want anyone to forget this verse from chapter 3. I'm sorry, not chapter 3. Well, the first one would be chapter 2. It was mentioned a couple times. You know, or despisest thou the richness of his goodness and the forbearance and longsuffering of God, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Now let me paraphrase that. Do not despise the riches of God's goodness and his forbearance and longsuffering. Remember that the goodness and longsuffering and forbearance of God led you to repentance.